Scoop. Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Ashley Marie, and you're tuned into The Scoop, your one stop for all things love, lifestyle, and relationships on MorrisMediaLive.com.
I said, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You gotta tell all your friends, girl, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You better tell all your friends, homie, welcome to the school. The time is now, tune in. You better buzz in your friends, y'all, welcome to the school. Gather round, tune in. Now let the show begin. Hey, look, it's time to tune in. If you not, then you faking it. The best topics, love, lifestyle, and relationships. The dopest host in the world, Ashley Marie, holding it down from 7:30 to the 9:00 PM. You better tell a friend every Wednesday night, cause you know she going in. They breaking the hottest artists in the game right now. No competition, so she in her own lane right now. You need the latest and the greatest, somebody that's gonna debate it. Well, we got it on lock, I know they hate it. So you can learn a lot if you choose to pay attention. We talk world news, sports, don't let me fail to mention how to get your money right so you can live a lovely life. Call in and get you some advice. It's not a game no more, we taking over the airwaves. More is MorrisMediaLive.com to catch the replay. You know it's time to tune in. You gotta tell all your friends, girl, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You better tell all your friends, homie, welcome to the school. The time is now, tune in. You better buzz in your friends, y'all, welcome to the school. Gather round, tune in. Now let the show begin.
What up, you guys? Welcome to the Scoop. Happy Wednesday. We are your one stop for all things love, lifestyle, and relationships. And I'm your host, Ashley Marie, here in studio with my co-host, Mr. Neeson Williams.
We're back!
On the Scoop. I love that energy. Did you get some rest?
No. What is that?
I mean, you know.
What is rest?
When you're exerting energy.
When I'm exerting energy.
Oh, Lord. Hello. Here he goes. How have you been?
I've been great. Cool. You know? How you been for the break? I haven't seen you in like a month.
Has it been a month?
I think it's been a month.
Probably like a month. I've been good. I've been very good. Yeah.
You look like glowing.
Am I glowing?
You're glowing a little bit.
Thank you. Yeah.
So how'd you spend your time off?
I've been doing all kinds of stuff.
Like what?
My
mama. That's my mama.
That's your mom.
That's my mama.
Y'all, yeah. I don't believe that.
It is my mama. I'm telling you. I will show you the message right now. What were you doing?
No, I've just been busy working on something on the side.
Oh, it's secret projects, huh?
It's not a secret project.
Something on the side is just meaning you don't want to speak upon it.
No, I don't.
Okay. So secret.
It's nothing like entertainment related. It's.
Oh, okay. Like, okay. Yeah. Okay. It's moonlight related. It's what you do at night.
Maybe. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. What else has been going on? I feel like a lot's been going on. I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah. You know, when somebody asks that, you know, it's like, what you been doing?
A lot. I know I've been really busy, but I can't pull it all out right now.
Try not to, you know, trying to deal with earthquakes and stuff.
Man, the earthquakes have been insane. I've been saying that the weather has been so crazy ever since the solar eclipse.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all due to the solar eclipse, because this is the strongest solar eclipse that happens every 99 years. They didn't keep records of these things back 99 years ago, mm-hmm. so they couldn't tell, like, you know,
what was happening
back then. Exactly. Yeah. So these things happen. All the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the moon has such a pull on the moon has a pull on our gravitational system.
Right.
I think that's how you say it, right? But, you know, we get tsunamis, we get earthquakes, we get hurricanes at this stage five category that they got to create.
Right.
You know, these things happen. And it sucks, definitely. And I definitely pray and hope that everybody involved and just in those, and especially the hurricane targets, the Caribbean and Virgin Islands, are safe.
Just today alone, we had Japan hit with a 6.1 earthquake.
Yes, Japan hitting with 6.1.
Mexico,
we had Mexico 8.1.
And that was the ironic part about that one was 32 years ago. 32 years.
The day before the 32 year.
Oh, I thought it was to the date.
Yeah, it was the day before.
It was the day before? Okay.
It was the day before.
32 years, day before.
Right.
They were hit with a huge earthquake.
Exactly.
32 years ago. So
LA got hit with a little 3.7, I think.
Yeah, we got hit with a 3. We got some heat too. We got hit with
That was crazy. But I think I'm so accustomed to earthquakes that
it's the norm.
It's so like,
and people don't know, like, if you can go onto the earthquake website,
it's so many.
We have earthquakes daily, multiple earthquakes daily, which is actually a great thing because that relieves the stress from one fault line. So that kind of, I feel like, obviously, I'm no earthquake specialist, but I feel like that.
Sure, there's a term for that.
Yeah, there is a term for it.
Yeah, we don't
I think
know
I know it, but I don't want to.
I think it's like
Seismologist.
It is a seismologist.
I'm no seismologist, but I feel like with us having those small earthquakes daily, that relieves the stress from like one of the bigger faults and lowers the risk of us having the big one.
I'm sure in San Andreas and Dante's faults, in one of those movies they talked about that. I'm sure that's kind of where my extent of knowledge comes from.
Okay.
But yes, and I do remember in elementary or middle school, we talked about like how we were on fault lines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But definitely, I just think it was since the Northridge earthquake, and just remembering that so vividly, like ever since then, I wake up right before earthquakes. So even the one that just happened, I woke up, like, I was up, and I'm like, oh, damn.
So you felt it?
But it's silent. Yeah, I felt it. But, like, it's usually, it's a silent calm right before. It's a weird, feels like this silent, eerie calm. And so, like, I remember waking up, and I'm like, oh, you know, you wake up in the middle, I'm like, why am I? I'm like, oh, mother. And it just, like, shook, and I was like, all right. And I just went back to sleep after that. I'm like, all right. But then I had this, my body was all, like, weird and couldn't sleep, so I was trying to wake people up. On purpose.
Oh, okay.
But one thing I did do this weekend, before I forget.
Yeah, sure,
Shout out to AT&T. There was a AT&T Create-A-Thon project that was put on to basically get creators, if you're a producer, a writer, an actor, a director, a cinematographer, whatever you did, they basically invite you out. It was supposed to be 800 people that signed up. It was probably about 500 and 400 people that came.
Okay.
Maybe less. That came to downtown, and they basically say, hey, you can either come with a team or you can make your team there. And then you have from Friday night to from 10 p.m. till Sunday at 2 a.m. to create a short film, up to 10 minute short film. And it has to be submitted by 2 p.m. So it has to be uploaded and submitted by 2 p.m.
Okay.
And this is no matter if, you know, people got work, job, kids, whatever. This has to be done. And me and my producing partner for my short film, up-and-coming short film, went up there Friday. And we didn't know what to expect. And we were like, all right, what do we do? We end up meeting 7 other strangers. And we end up.
It sounds like a real world. It sounds like the real world.
So when I tell you guys, when I tell you guys to, I'm gonna tell you guys to check out the film after. It's a 9-minute film. It's amazing, and we actually end up winning a contest.
You did,
yeah. So shout out to AT&T, and shout out to just everybody, all my 7 other, including Shannon. I guess Shannon, you can get props to. Shout out to my 8 other co-workers on it. And it was, we really just went in there. You know, you can imagine, we start off with 15 people and we're just all talking, throwing out ideas. This one lady came in and said, I want to shoot alien lesbian vampire film. I wrote it. It's about me. I'm the star. And we're just all like,
but you guys already had your film.
No. Oh. No. So I wrote it. So I ended up writing a film. After we meet, I threw out the idea. People liked it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not telling you guys the idea because I want you guys to watch it. It's really short, but it's funny and it's dope. And remember, it's all shot on a cell phone, on cell phones. So I threw out the idea. I went home. I wrote it from like 12. Our call time was at like 6:37 in the morning. So nobody slept. So, you know, went up, wrote it from 7.
Right.
We shot from 7 to 1 because everybody had different things. I had to shoot a Dollar Shave Club. Shout out to Dollar Shave Club. I had to shoot a Dollar Shave Club commercial as well. So I had to leave, and we all had to leave. And then we had to edit and had to we came in, we only got to do a one run through, watch it. And we was like, oh, there's typos in it and everything. Yeah. We was like, all right, well, here you go. And we uploaded it and we won.
Good.
And, you know, out of all the...
So what do you guys win?
It was a $500 Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
But it was 9 people, so therefore we all got $25.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you can order some stuff from Amazon.
Yeah, order some drawers.
Speaking of cell phones.
I thought you said speaking of drawers.
No, not drawers. Speaking of cell phones, mm-hmm. The new iPhones
I can't wait.
Dropped. Are you going to go for
I'm getting
eight,
I'm getting iPhone
the
X. The X.
The X, the 10.
Got to get that. What? They don't call it the 10. It's called the X.
It's the 10.
It's the X because the X... So... The X is supposed to last far beyond. So they're still going to do an 8, mm-hmm. an 8S, mm-hmm. a 9, mm-hmm. a 9S. Like, so you have a good 4 or 5 years left before it catches up to the X.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't call it an X. Oh, Jesus. Just call it an X.
iPhone the X. 10. iPhone 10.
Yes, but I'm getting iPhone X. I will drop the 1,000 for the iPhone X.
Cool. So much has been going on in the media this week.
It has.
We're going to be talking about Scoop News, mm-hmm. Brandy's mysterious baby bump.
Okay.
Idris Elba went public with his girlfriend.
Is she white?
Nope.
What? I just saw him with a white girl. I don't know why.
Really?
Like, I think he'd be with a white girl.
I don't see that.
I don't know.
Well, maybe because I know some of the women that he's dating.
That he smashed?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, personally?
And they're far from... No, not personally. Oh. But they're far from...
White?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, they're like chocolate.
They're sisters.
Like...
They are
like,
sisters.
Like, what's her name? I never pronounce her name right. Man, I forget her name. She's Star Wars. She did the character in Star Wars. Did she win an Oscar? She did win an Oscar like 2 years ago.
I have no clue.
Lupita.
That's not really his Steve. She's beautiful, but that's not. I don't think that.
Oh, that's not his Steve.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see her. She beautiful.
He messed with he. Let me give you an idea.
Yeah. Who?
K. Michelle. So Lupita is a beautiful woman in her own.
Yeah, nah, he like that.
That's a different kind.
He like that K. Michelle, Martin. Oh, he used to smash K. Michelle?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And she didn't know he was in a relationship at the time.
Oh, she was a side chick?
She was a side chick. She didn't know she was a side chick.
Hey, K. Happens to the best of you.
She said that she has a song where she says she was still mess with Idris. She said, even though he ain't shit.
Hey.
That's her words, not mine, Idris. I think you're
getting
wonderful.
The flow knocked out of it. That's why. She was like,
Yeah, so we'll be chatting about that. Also, we obviously cannot not talk about the elephant in the room or across all social media platforms.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about it.
You talk about the North Korea where that we all may die because North Korea is shooting a rocket.
Yeah,
over
that. Well, that too.
California.
Oh. That too.
Oh, that too. Okay,
but situation with Kevin Hart and the infidelity allegations and the extortion case and all of that.
Yeah,
not that we're going to delve so deeply into that.
Yeah.
But it did prompt our conversation for our conversation topic for the night.
Okay.
So we are going to be chatting about cheating and men and women being in marital and dating relationships and the expectation of fidelity. Okay. Is fidelity expected in relationships now, especially
is it expected?
No, because I feel like if you go through seriously, if you look at all the blogs, if you go on Baller Alert, if you go on Shade Room, if you go on B Scott, and you look at their post about the whole Kevin Hart situation, and you look at the comments, this first thing I do, I go in the comments because the comments
I stay away from it. I know.
You stay away from the comments.
I stay away from the comments.
They're so funny. But if you go into the comments. They, a lot of people say that I've seen comments where people are like, well, it's expected for a man of that caliber or this kind of man or that kind of man, whoever it may be, not specifically Kevin Hart, but anybody to cheat.
Okay.
And then some women believe that all men cheat. So we want to get into that.
Yeah, we can definitely talk about that. Yeah.
And can women love a man enough or do the right things to discourage cheating? Is there anything a woman can do to discourage a man from cheating? And is there anything a man can do to discourage his woman from cheating? So we'll talk about that. We'll flip the coin and chat about that as well. If you guys want to call in, please feel free to do so. 323-293-3375. We'd love to hear from you.
I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, Lord. Neeson.
I'm sorry. It's been a while.
You usually do your Woman Crush Wednesday.
Yeah, I didn't feel...
You weren't feeling it this week.
I just wasn't feeling anybody this week that, I was just like, dang, like, let me slide your DMs, girl. Only because Beyonce doesn't answer her DMs like that. Doesn't. And plus, I don't want to get Uncle Jay all mad at me that I try to get at his... that I try to get at his girl. So, I couldn't do that. But Beyonce has just been looking... So, by honorable mention...
Okay, now you get an honorable mention. Go.
Beyonce.
Okay.
Is probably, she's probably all-time woman's crush. She's, just lately, her just putting her natural just self out there. I mean, she filled in all the right places. Like, the baby just helped her. Like, I just saw a video of her playing pool. It was probably, 10 years ago or something like that.
I've seen that.
Yeah, her body just, I'm like, wow. And I didn't notice. I'm like, oh, Beyonce's always been thick. Beyonce's always been curvy. Mm-hmm. Beyonce... Nah, dog. Like that, and it's the baby filled in all the right parts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this all right, Beyonce. You looking like a real mom. You are grown.
You are grown.
You are
a woman. She's a grown woman.
And on the on the parallel opposite side of that, I said parallel, guys. I didn't say just but parallel side of that, Rihanna.
Okay, she's been doing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. But I've never. Again, Beyonce was never a person I was I was a Rita Ora fan. I'm still a Rita Ora. I'm a Rita Ora fan over Beyonce, and I mean fan as in just like I'm like oh damn. Like,
you're a Rita Ora fan over Beyonce.
Meaning damn, I gotta have Rita Ora. I never was damn, I gotta go get Beyonce. Rihanna, you know what I'm saying? Rihanna. Yeah, because they're always talking about they're the same.
Okay.
So I never was like, damn, I got to get Rihanna. But I was like, if I had a shot at Rihanna, I'm shooting. You know, Rihanna, what she did for the whole colored girls, the whole colored girl makeup line, and just her living life and her being happy is dope. I mean, she still got that 5 head. But on top of that, she's just beautiful, man. Beautiful. You could just see the light.
I hear that. I haven't tried the line out. I probably should visit Sephora.
Yeah, go ahead and up.
I saw all the foundation colors, and she literally had something for every shade.
Even for Ebano.
And I do need... Huh?
Even for the Ebano, Ebano.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. And that's great, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to check it out. I actually need to go makeup shopping. So I'm going to go makeup shopping this weekend.
You should. And they're keeping the price point low. Look at me. I know about look at me.
You do know. Yeah. The price point is low.
I got y'all, girl. Got y'all. Yeah. The price point kept low. She's not trying to overprice it other people.
Like who?
I mean, I'm not a dry snitch. Yeah, come on, man. Y'all can Google that. Nah.
All right.
I was raised right.
But, okay, thank you for your honorable mention. Yeah. I think Beyonce is worth it. She's a gorgeous woman.
She is it.
And shout out to her for all of her charitable efforts that she did.
Yes. I was going to say that. Don't donate to Red Cross, people. No. I don't know how many times that we have to say this. All these people are doing charity. Kevin Hart did his charity with Red Cross. These are Red Cross charities. Don't donate to Red Cross. Don't do it. That's it. Just don't. Yeah. You can still get a tax write-off if you donate to these other organizations. I know most of y'all are doing it for the tax write-off. Fine. Dandy. Just do it. Not to the Red Cross.
Chris Brown, totally just said flat out, I'm not doing any kind of donations to the Red Cross because I don't trust them.
Yeah, they time and time again. Why is Haiti still being, still destroyed? Why is it not rebuilt yet? All that money that went to Haiti, where's it at?
Red Cross.
Exactly. So yeah.
All right.
So
my Man Crush Wednesday.
Man Crush Wednesday. Okay, who we got?
It goes to a gentleman who is, I believe...
Probably guess it.
Huh?
No. I'm saying. Go ahead.
You're going to guess it?
No, I'm not.
By all means.
No.
Let me give you one good shot.
Okay, you got to give me one hit. I could just pull anybody.
Let me think of a hint to give you. He's a history maker. Good one.
He's a what?
He's a history maker.
He's a history maker?
Uh-huh.
What type of hit is that? He's a history maker?
Yes. He's a history maker.
You could at least say, like, he's an actor or singer or rapper.
No, because if I say what he is, it'll give it away. But you need to know
he's a history maker.
Yes.
He's a history maker.
A 56-year-old history maker.
A 56-year-old? You do like him older. It's crazy. I was going to say it had to be somebody older because, you know, that's just our thing. A 56-year-old history maker. I'm lost. Go ahead.
Okay. Here it is. Here he is. Drum roll, please.
Obama.
Number 44. Yep. Is he not a history maker? President number 44, President Barack Obama.
Yeah, that could have been a hit. 44.
Absolutely. He is my Man Crush Wednesday.
Really?
Obviously, because he's a handsome guy. He's got a lot of swag. Not to mention, he's very intelligent. He's still doing so much for the country and for just, like, the global community.
Yes.
He just had a speech earlier today. He's doing an event with Bill Gates and his wife.
Is that the summit he's doing?
I believe it's a summit. I'm going to find out. I'll find out exactly what it's for. I listened to most of it this morning.
Right.
But they're doing some wonderful things just in the global community. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to specifically shout out how well he held down his position as president, the most powerful position in the world,
mm-hmm.
without any scandal, with maintaining integrity, mm-hmm. and maintaining his relationship and being faithful. So that's why, well, faithful from what I know, but that's why I wanted to bring him up. And I feel like if men in powerful positions maybe reached out to him for some kind of mentorship, they'd be in a better spot.
Let me put my... I just want everybody to see my eyes when I say, you ain't poop emoji. You know that?
I ain't shit.
Yeah.
Why?
Because on the topic of today, when we talking about cheating, and I just want to say.
I do.
Obama.
I feel like he would be a great mentor.
You are the most.
He needs to be a mentor for
some. You didn't
he
cheat.
Is.
You look at, you kept Michelle looking right by your side. You didn't make her look like a fool.
He didn't make her look like a fool. He didn't. So that goes to show it's possible. He had all the power. Possible. He had all the power. More power than most of the men that
he also had. He also had more power to stop anything from happening as well.
No, he said.
Okay, fine. Hey, but we'll get to that discussion later.
Well, if that's the case, why didn't Bill Clinton have that power?
Why didn't Bill Clinton have that power?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton did have that power. See, some people get cocky. And when you get cocky, that's when you get caught.
Neeson, stop.
All right.
I agree. I do think that when people get too full of themselves,
yes.
they get caught, they get sloppy.
Yeah.
And things like that happen. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like if a man of that stature can maintain a high level of integrity, why can't others? That's all.
Well, first of
I'm
all,
just
why,
saying it's possible.
First of all, why are you comparing?
I'm just saying it's possible.
That's comparing apples to oranges.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Yeah. Because that's character, Neeson.
It's not.
It's character.
Yes, it's character, but it's two different people in two different situations. That's like me comparing.
I'm not just talking about.
Why don't you do that?
I'm not just talking about Kevin Hart.
I'm not just saying Kevin Hart. I'm saying in general.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's literally comparing, like. That's the thing where just as humans we do wrong.
And the cooking example is a bad example.
No, it's not. It's literally the same example.
It's a bad example.
Because
no, it's not.
Cooking comes from a skill. No, but it's a skill
that comes from taste buds. I'm not saying why don't you have the skills from to your be a
taste
president?
Buds. Everybody has different taste buds. Like that's, if I cook something, it's the way I like it. So yes, I could probably cook something towards your liking, but it's not me. It's the same thing where, hey, like I want to have sex with my wife, right? And then the next person says, yeah, I want to have sex with my wife, but I also like having sex with this person because that's just me. So it's two, that's what I'm saying. You're comparing as humans, we do this thing and we say, why can't you be like this person?
But Neeson, it's
that's not cool.
It's character. No, it is.
That's not
that
cool.
That is okay because I'm talking about character. Yeah, I'm not talking about skills.
You're talking about a characteristic that someone, like, talk about it individually. Don't say, why can't you be like this person? No. Because if you're saying, why can't you be like this person, you're taking away the individuality of the other person.
I'm not taking away the individual. I'm not saying that he needs to wholly be like that person. I'm just saying specifically about him being a faithful man.
What I'm saying,
or at least being able to keep it.
Because this trend, this ties into the conversations later. But yeah, like, you can't, when any guy messes up, the dumbest thing to do, and I said dumb women out there, to do is say, why can't you be like this guy? Say, hey, what's making you happen? What's making this happen? And let's address this situation as you and as this person. Yes, it may be a character flaw to you, and it may be a character flaw, not to you, but I'm saying to the person, like the person that's being helped to, may be a character flaw to that person, and it may be those things to that person. Like, you may believe these things are wrong, but hey, you know what? And I'm not saying this as a defense or anything like that. In some societies, having other wives are cool. Having these things are cool. Like, doing these things are okay and accepted. What I'm saying is that it's different strokes for different folks, and we need to address things as is, not as, hey, be like this guy because you're wrong.
But no, it's not even that. But don't enter into a situation with the other person having certain expectations and you setting those expectations.
Absolutely. When it comes to cheating, yes.
So that's what I mean by integrity.
That's completely fine. But everybody messes up.
Everyone does mess up.
And one thing we forget. Obama's 56 years old. It's well documented. It's well documented that in Obama's 30s. It's well documented that in Obama's 30s, he had a side chick. It's well documented that he had a side chick that with Michelle Obama. So therefore, what are we saying? Like, what are we doing? Jay-Z, when probably the most powerful entertainer, male black entertainer ever, period. You can say Diddy is, but no. Jay-Z has more strokes. So Jay-Z cheated on who? Beyonce. Beyonce. And so we're going to condemn him and shit on him and say his character is flawed? No, he made a lapse of judgment. These things happen.
A lapse of judgment.
Yes, these things happen.
Is that what we're calling it? Okay.
Like, it's a thing that happened. And I just hate the fact, it's mostly women, and I really hate the fact that it's a thing of, you know, and that comes to comes a conversation later. But it's, I really, really hate the fact that it's, you're such a piece of shit sort of thing. And you're the terrible. You're a terrible person. And, you know, you bring this person already down when. Look at it at the individual situation. Like, yes, if this guy, and I'm not talking about Kevin Hart at all. I'm saying if a person owns up to them cheating, like, yeah, like, you know what? Like, I fucked up. I did this. I did that. And not saying I didn't mean to do it or it just happened or none of that old cliche shit just to make the situation feel better. But to really say, like, yo, like, this is what I was thinking, this is what's wrong. And instead of addressing, like, okay, how is this something fixable? Is this something salvageable? Is this something that, and again, I'm trying not to, like, stretch it out into going into the other stuff. But it just really irritates me when people do that, when people look at it non from a human traits perspective and saying you just need to be more like this guy, and not knowing that this man went through different things in his life to make him this person over this time.
Agreed. But what I'm saying is that it's my point, Neeson,
yeah,
is that a man of that stature, being the president, okay, president number 44.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if he was, fucking hot dog seller number 3 at Staples Center.
No, it does matter. It does not matter. Hot dog seller number 3 doesn't have the same options.
I agree that options have a lot to do with a man cheating. Number one, but number two, in that hot dog seller world, he could be the top hot dog seller, and he could have not grade A, whatever you may think is grade A, chicks throwing at him, blah, 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 blah. He may have in his world, like, all these chicks coming at him in his own reality, right? And because it's all relative. So in his own reality, he may be the man, and he may have 3 girls from Wilmington, California, trying to smash him at once. Not, no disrespect to Wilmington, California girls, but damn it, we know a lot of things.
He definitely,
I'm just saying, no disrespect, but that may happen, and we can't. That man didn't go through the same things that Obama. That you have to give that man that time to make those decisions. Like I said, Obama had side chicks, and this is documented. So this man had to go through these things. Jay-Z, this man is the, like I said, powerful just the same. Help Obama get elected. So he had to go through these things to come out on the other side. Steel is forged through fire. Like, so therefore, you have to go through fire to become stronger. You don't learn things from being perfect. Mm. Like, period. You don't learn things from not falling. You don't learn things from winning every single time. So that's why I'm very passionate about this subject. Clearly. Because people have to learn that even if my girl cheated or your dude cheated, whatever the case may be, like, it has to be a learning process. It has to be a learning curve no matter what age you are, what situations you are, because you have to learn that, hey, that's hot. Don't touch it. No matter if y'all break up or not, whatever the case may be, that person has to learn that at some point in time. You could look, how many times have you looked at something and been like, and the teacher tells you, like, that's that. That's that answer. That's that answer.
I agree. And then you have to work through it. I'm not saying that you're wrong. We're going to get more into this after our break.
Jesus.
This is actually getting quite heated because you're not listening.
I am listening. I know what you're saying. You're trying to compare the presidency.
I'm not comparing.
This man and his power and his position.
Okay, we'll talk more about what I'm
saying. He can do it. Anybody can do it.
Yeah, true.
Exactly. That's what you're saying. And I'm saying that's bullshit. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I get it.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
That's fine.
Here's 2 Chainz with It's a Vibe.
It is a vibe.
It is a vibe in here tonight. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to The Scoop. That was 2 Chainz with It's a Vibe featuring Trey Songz and Janine Aiko. I would say her name wrong.
Fine. She just sound fine.
She has a really pretty voice.
Like, Jesus.
She has,
like,
a really pretty voice.
Like, what you mean? She's like, am I your type? Like, are you? That line just pisses me off. She knows.
All right, you guys, I had to calm Neeson down during the break.
She didn't calm me down, by the way. He gets out of control. Don't do that. She didn't.
Sometimes. I just have to whip him into shape really quick.
Janae Aiko did that.
She calmed you down?
She calmed me down.
She does have a soothing voice. Mm-hmm. We are going to get into our topic of tonight, which is about cheating and relationships and fidelity. Is fidelity expected in relationships nowadays? Or ever? Has it ever been expected? Is it the kind of situation that you forgive and forget? Can a woman or a man not stop their spouse, but can they do all the right things to prevent their spouse from cheating? Mm. And is like, what are some factors that determine if you stay or not, if your spouse is cheated? Is it money? Is it emotional security? Like, why do people stay in certain situations? All right.
So, what we're starting off first?
So, was there something you wanted to start off with?
I'm rolling. You're real passionate.
Rolling with the homies. So let's say this. We'll start with the easy. Well, it might be. This is kind of a loaded question. Do all men cheat?
No. All men don't cheat.
So is it a personality type that does? A certain personality type of a man that does, or a woman that does?
No. It's. You could probably equate it. I mean, I'm sure if you put, you know, 100 guys in a room and asked if they ever cheated and then found out, like, certain personality, like, I'm sure scientifically, yes, you could narrow it down. Mm-hmm. But cheating is a choice, and it is a choice based on said person's feelings at that time.
Okay.
So, and what kind of mostly. And so, I mean, one thing we can say is that you know, women definitely, if they most women, if they cheat, is definitely a deliberate emotional thing.
So when men cheat, is it like an accidental thing?
It's no such thing as an accidental cheat. I didn't think so. No, but it's not an emotional thing. It's not, emotion isn't taken into consideration. I do believe in, they say don't believe in double standards. I do believe in, there is a double standard that exists, that men can have sex emotion without emotion attached to it. And it's harder for a woman to do so with just being the fact of, like, naturally, without any other, you know, if she had any emotional things that happened to her, blah, 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 that makes her just be like, you know what, I'm, you know, I can't have sex. Like,
so excluding naturally, those situations.
Yeah, excluding those situations. Naturally, I believe it. That is a double standard, where it is harder for a woman to let a man enter him without having feelings, without having some type of feelings attached to it. Men could do that because it's just a shower and a wash off for us, you know, and it is sad to hear that, but that's just the truth. And so, it, unless, you know, you do have some type of emotional connection with somebody, and a lot of times, and you know, you usually see a lot of times with women, or with guys that cheat on their women, a lot of women could get over it because they know that he was just fucking her. You know, you're just like, he was just fucking her. But if it was like an emotional attachment to it, like, girls would be like, oh, like, you, like, y'all was in, like, you know, y'all was in relationship, basically. That's a wrap. Like, you're not coming back from that. You know what I'm saying? So, the long answer is no, all guys don't cheat. No, it's not a personality type or trait that you can attach to it. It's just a human thing.
Okay, so I'm hearing that it is a certain personality type.
Yeah,
of a
sure.
Man.
And I wonder who
some
said that.
Some men are never. Well, the person that told me that is actually married, and he's not the cheating type at all.
Of course not. Okay,
but. He does have friends that do cheat, and he does have friends that don't cheat. But he was just telling me, like, yeah, there are certain personality types of men that cheat. Some men are just never happy. They're never satisfied. They're always looking for more.
Yes.
They're just always looking for to fill some kind of, I don't know if it's a void. I don't know if it's a boredom.
I
don't know. It might be
that.
An ego stroke.
Yeah,
they need that additional ego stroke.
I could see that, but I see that as a human thing, because if you see that, you see that in women.
Yeah, women. And we like to feel like, oh, yeah, we still got it.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. But there's a limitation. So why is it that certain people are able to set that boundary, and then some people just have no boundary when it comes?
Because are you vegan?
No.
Okay. I'm vegan.
Yeah.
So it's I'm saying, if you value
the same thing that you do.
You don't value the same thing I do.
I don't value. So I'm sure vegans have certain values or certain beliefs or feel very strongly about certain things.
Right.
I don't. I may not feel those same. I may not have those same values or that same belief.
Absolutely.
System.
So that's what I'm saying. If you feel like, and I'm just gonna flip this just for the purpose of this conversation, if I feel like, hey, I don't need validation from anybody or consistent, you know, I look handsome, I'm dope, I'm this, I'm that. I don't need my ego stroke, I need my fluff. But if we're in a relationship and you do, you need that you need that continual attention and validation from that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not doing it to my I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it to your liking. Mm-hmm. But somebody on the other side is doing it to your liking. Mm-hmm. So you end up, you know, smashing this dude or doing whatever cheating, blah, blah, blah is done. Mm-hmm. You value different things than I do. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're
true.
I'm vegan and you're not. And so that's what I say it to say. It's a human thing that. You could say it's a personality thing. Like, yes, but it's all these different things. Like, you just rattled off things that just are human things. Like, as we grow, as we go through life, we figure out more about ourselves.
So you think it just happens haphazardly? Like, I'm going to cheat.
No. I don't think it happened. You're saying, do I just think it just... I just fall in, but
no,
just fall in it.
I'm not saying that.
Just happens haphazardly. I think that it's more so of a... Where are you at in life, in knowing yourself?
And your spiritual growth.
And your spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. All those things. Where are you at in knowing who you are? Because if you're not admitting to yourself who you are, right? Like, you're not being like, okay, I'm this person. And, you know, you're in a, you know, say you take on a relationship. Like, right now, like, I'm not going to be in a relationship. Not because I want to smash all, like, chicks. Like, but I mentally want the freedom of not being responsible for and reliable for another person right now. Like, I know I'm at a spiritual and mature place to know that a relationship is not just a, hey, you know, we're smashing, what we're doing, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. But it's, you have to be responsible. Yeah. You have to be relied upon. Mm-hmm. You have to be there without even that next person opening their breath mm-hmm. or opening their mouth to even breathe air. Mm-hmm. And I know that I can't consistently put myself in that mindset to be there. And I will come up short mm-hmm. at some point in time. I may do good for a month. I may do good for 2 months. But that third month, I'm gonna fuck up. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be a fuck up to where it's like, hey, like, I'm sorry, I'll fix it. It'll be like, hey, I'm sorry, it'll probably happen again. Mm-hmm. And why will I put you through that emotional stress? Because women, for whatever it may be, you guys get emotionally invested quickly. Very quickly. If you're really giving your all to somebody, and I mean, yes, it can't, and men do get emotionally invested quickly as well. But I'm saying is that if a guy is like, hey, look, you know, like, I'm sorry, you're like, no. Like, and it's usually women that really know their worth. They're like, no, nigga, like, get it right. Let's get this right. And I'm about patience and all that, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the topic of this conversation. We're talking about cheating. So what I say is that those personality traits that you just rattled off are correct. I agree with you. But they are from both sides. And they're just a person that is going through things and that not going through things like, you know. But they're just going through life and they're trying to find themselves. A lot of people that just own up to the shit and like, hey, I'm gonna just be a quote unquote fuck boy, or I'm gonna just be a fucker, and I'm gonna just do whatever the case may be, do whatever I want, and I'm gonna get money from these dudes, or I'm gonna get whatever I want from these girls. At that point, that's not cheating, because you could see those guys and girls.
Yeah, that's not.
That's not cheating.
That you can avoid those.
Yeah, absolutely. Pitfalls. That's why I said it's always earlier when we were talking about the situation. It's always I like to look at stuff at a human level and say, if you were in a real relationship, like if a guy was in a real relationship and he cheated, like, okay, let's talk about what brought you there. Like, something brought you there, and it had nothing
to do with the spouse.
Right. Nothing at all. Men or women. Cheating has nothing to do with you, with the other one, with the spouse. If I cheated on my girl, it was because I wanted to cheat. That had nothing. It's not because she wasn't pretty. It's not because she wasn't cooking me the meal properly. It's not because she wasn't smelling good. None of that.
So that goes into what the next question is. We can basically dispel the belief that women can encourage a man to not cheat.
Women cannot encourage a man to not
cheat by acting a certain way or being proper. But we actually have a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with the scoop. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I go by MJ Flares. I'm calling from
Say that again, love.
MJ Flares.
I go by MJ Flares. I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Flares?
Yeah. F-L-A-R-S.
Okay, Flares. Okay, bet. How we doing, man?
How you doing, MJ? All
right. So yeah, I think, what you was about to say?
No, so what's your comment for tonight?
I think it's all about perspective, like what a person values.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't think it's important. Some people think it's new. Some people think it is, but like, I also think that it's because the way our minds have been programmed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, children from the age of birth to 18, we're like clay. And by the time we get 18, our clay is so hard, it's hard to change our mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we have parents that care more about money and material things than they do about the intangible things like loyalty, trust, and things like that.
Yes.
Right.
So they grow up being that all the whole life. And then the ones that don't have parents, all they have is TV, social media, things to look at, and they see what's publicized. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's all about how our minds are programmed, and we got to do a better job of programming our youth's minds and everything.
I definitely agree with him, and that's why I said we don't know what the other person, how they live their life, mm-hmm. and the things that they grow through, and they have to learn. Like he's right. It's a fake hardness, by the way, when we get to 18, right? So it's like this, we think we're adults, we're thrusted out into the world, and it has a lot to do, that could be a whole nother conversation, but we're thrusted out into the world, and we have to kind of learn what's hot, like what's not, what's touched that. Did it burn you? Oh, it did. Okay, now you know never to do that again. And one of those things are, and sad that, you know, a lot of those things come with loyalty, especially in our culture, you know, and because like you said, moms is trying to, you know, usually moms is trying to work. You got two working parents in a house. So who's raising us? Like, especially our generation was TV.
Right. So, and kids aren't getting, like you were saying, MJ, the life skills, but just those character,
those character
traits and mm-hmm. values instilled in them, like integrity and loyalty and
especially
honesty.
Now we don't have Family Matters on TV. Look at all those TV shows, the TVs that raised us on Friday nights, right? When, you know, Friday nights now, TV is not really good anymore, like, because they know people aren't in the house, even teenagers. But we was in the house Friday nights, preteens, you know, from adolescents to preteens, and we was watching these families that didn't get, they weren't divorced.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't broken up.
There was no cheating.
There was no cheating. There was families taking in other family members to help, you know what I'm saying, to help it in. Our multi-generational family members living in the same house to keep costs down.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we got Blackish. All we have is Blackish now, but that's one of my favorite shows.
Blackish is an amazing show.
Yeah. That's
shout
a good
out to,
one.
Shout out to Princess.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, MJ. What's going on in North Carolina? North Carolina.
Well, I mean, I live in North Carolina, but I'm on a roll right now.
Oh, okay.
Take care of my business.
Yeah. No, okay. We said, he's like, I'm taking my business. I'm on the road. I gotta handle some things.
Gotta handle something.
It ain't nothing legal, but you know, I'm just personal.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Hold it tight. Hold it close
hold
to
it
you,
down,
bro.
Hold it down. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Have a good night. Be safe out there.
All right.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. He brought up a good point.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times it does come from your childhood and what's sown into you and what's not sown into you and what you choose to pick up.
Interesting. Like, because, I mean, and that's true. And that's what I was trying to get around without, because I would dive into a whole nother thing about how our cultures are programmed to be raising our children and how it's just a chain effect and blah, 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 and how I'm desperately trying to break that. But when he said that, and just to bring it a slight bit personal, because we're not going into niece, and this isn't a niece and tell all day, being that I come from a broken home, and how, you know, my mom and dad were divorced, and right before I hit becoming a teenager, mm-hmm. my dad never talked to me about, he never had the conversation about loyalty to a woman, mm-hmm. or you know, not cheating on a woman or a woman or any, nothing like that. You never had that conversation.
Agreed. Yeah. And that conversation usually doesn't really happen until we're in a heartbreak situation.
Right. And I remember we were talking as men. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once you kind of reach that, I think the conversation should be taught at a younger age, mm-hmm. because it's not like, you know, right when you start liking girls, you need to be having a conversation on how to respect her. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I grew up in a house full of females where they kind of like guided me the right way. Like, hey, don't do that. Mm-hmm. But it was like, hey, that's lame. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's dumb. Don't mm-hmm. do that. Blah, blah, blah. And so my little brothers and, you know, just the people I mentor, like from day one, I'm like, hey, like, this is what you do.
Mm. And younger women, especially younger women that specifically, I will say, younger women that are coming up that don't have fathers or don't have a father figure in the right. home, you don't realize what you're not getting until you're in certain situations, or what you didn't get until you're in certain situations. And you're like, dag, like, I didn't know that, you know, how important it was to make sure you're in a healthy relationship.
Absolutely.
And fostering healthy, you know, romantic relationships, and knowing that, hey, I want to have a strong family unit for my family, because mm-hmm. you don't want these things to happen generation after generation after generation. You want your kids to grow up having, as ideal and utopic as it might be, you want your kids to grow up having that Cosby, you know, healthy family dynamic.
You basically to look up to. You want the foundation to be strong. So if, you know, building on, if anything was to crumble, you still have the foundation to build it back up upon, right?
Of course.
And we didn't see that. You know, our generation didn't see that a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. Just in our personal examples, mm-hmm. we've seen, you know, like it falling apart, and then so that just breeds us like, you know, what's married? Like, I hate the fact that the divorce rate is so high. Mm-hmm. And again, that goes back to my saying where steel is forged through fire. And the generation that was before our parents, they stayed together for years, had multiple kids, maybe even some kids out of wedlock, but mm-hmm. still stayed together. Mm-hmm. And it was for the point, like, no, we're family. We're going to stay together no matter what. Mm-hmm. This is a thing, because we're building a strong structure of humans that's going to cast a generation upon generation.
So that leads to a question that mm-hmm. I have.
Let's go.
Is that stick-to-itiveness sometimes counter-reactive? Like, seeing a family, I'll just use this because this just popped in my mind,
yeah,
and they're a public family, and we know some of the stuff that they've gone through, the Knowles family.
Yes.
So when Matthew Knowles was like cheating on Tina, I'm mm-hmm. sure, and Beyonce kind of talked about it before a little bit in her music, mm-hmm. And she's talked about it in interviews, like growing up, seeing, you know, maybe seeing her mom go through certain things, or seeing maybe other family members go through certain things, mm-hmm. and women enduring things that they shouldn't endure. Mm-hmm. Does that put that in, you know, does that teach young women, young girls coming up, that it's okay to put up with certain things for men? It's okay to put up with cheating for the sake, you know, at what point do you cut it off?
That's such a difficult question.
It really is.
It's a great conversational thing. I think as a man and looking, having a niece that's like my daughter, mm-hmm. I'm not married because I know that just the same position, like where I'm not in ready for a relationship, right? The same thing I just discussed. So I'm not going to put myself in that situation because I seen what my mom went through with my dad, and vice versa. And I seen that, you know, when you put something that's not ready together, it doesn't work.
Right.
Now, I held resentment, and I know my sister did too, and I held resentment towards my father for that until he got, I was 22 when he got married to my stepmom. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until that day I seen him truly happy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've never seen my dad this happy before. Mm-hmm. I know that it wasn't right for him to be with my mom.
Okay.
I can't be mad at this man.
Okay.
I can't hold resentment in my heart. Mm-hmm. And now, for a 22-year-old, that's a lot of growth. You know, like, you don't know that. But I said that verbatim to my cousin and Craig. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, you're right. And I say that to say it really all depends on the situation. So if, for instance, Beyonce, like when Blue gets older, she's gonna learn these things. Jay-Z said it, like my favorite probably verse in that whole album when he says, you did what with who?
You risked all that.
Yeah, you risked all. Yeah, he said you did what with who? What's good as Menage a Trois when you had a soulmate? You wish that for Blue. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't a superhero in your face, my heart breaks when I when you hit the computer, you have to see the day, and then the mask goes away. And then I have to explain the day.
Yeah.
And he's like, then the mask goes away.
Yeah, he's not that superhero.
And it's like, people don't understand. Like, all we looking at, you know, every people cheating now, right? And we're just like, oh, that's wrong, blah, 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 blah. But when they have kids, and if your kid, especially if they're like toddlers, you know, they don't know what's really going on. Da, da, da. When they get older, they're going to find that stuff out. Mm-hmm. Especially for and it's easier for celebrities, for celebrity kids to find that out.
For sure.
And they have to, and then the parents, and even if not, like, my dad never explained to me, but I know even to this day, if my dad ever sat down and had that conversation with me, it will break his heart. Mm-hmm. And it would, I could count on two fingers as much as I see my dad cry in my life. Mm-hmm. And he would probably cry. Mm-hmm. And he would he would have to explain the stuff I seen and the things that, you know, we went through. And we weren't no famous family, but it's still a broken home and the things I had to grow up in and how it affected me. He knows that, but he'll have to explain that. And and so for Matthew, you see how Matthew was like broken about that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but a woman can only take so much. And I think the most powerful thing a woman could do is know when enough's enough.
Yeah.
And know when to walk away, because you can't stay, like, you could stand, if you really truly love this person and you build in this foundation and you bring in love together and you guys, it's something bigger than just him smashing somebody on the side, right? Because there's always a bigger picture. So if it's something, you know, it's like, look, we could get over this, we can move on this, we're onto this.
Right.
Then hey, I push for that. I push for fire make steel. I build for that.
Okay.
But on the other side, know that you can't, if you can't do it. Like, if you don't try to stick in there just because one, that creates a toxic environment for that kid.
It does.
For that family.
It does.
For everything around it.
Yeah.
And that goes for men too. Hey, if you know that she's not the one, if you know that,
don't
you
waste gonna her keep, time.
Don't waste. And it's not even
in your time.
Yeah, it's not even don't waste her time. Don't waste your time and don't waste your energy, my dude. Like, don't do that, because that energy that you're putting into that building that you're building is just it's infernal. Like, you don't want to do it.
You're planting on infertile land.
Yeah, don't do it, dog. Don't do it.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah,
agreed. All right, why don't we take a quick break? Let's see, what's our next break song? Oh, I like the song. This is Yo Gotti with Castro.
Oh, yeah, I like the song. I like the song. It's what everybody else on it with, like, it's like Big Sean.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of people on this
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah, I like this song.
This is a hot one.
This is my joint for the summer.
The summer?
It came out in the spring, but yeah. Yeah, you like it. It's okay.
I thought, no.
It came out a long time ago.
It did?
Yes, I'll tell you the date during
Okay, let me know what it is, because I learned about this over the summer.
Castro. Yeah, it's a hot one. It came out like April or May or something like that.
Okay. Well, I'm not that late. I learned about it.
It's the end of September.
I learned about it last month. I didn't just learn about it. Like Castro. July, August.
Castro.
Hot song. Oh, let me just say this. It's Yo Gotti featuring Kanye.
Kanye, Big Sean, 2 Chainz.
Oh. I think he's on here too. Yeah. Told Shorty you a minus. And I say it out of kindness. Cuban link chain to climbing. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to The Scoop. That was, Yo Gotti with Cash, featuring Kanye West with Castro.
Yeah, the song came out in December.
December 26th, you said, right?
December 23rd, 2016.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Been out for a while, but I just learned about it this summer. Oh, well. I like
it. Hey, that's the power. You know, a lot of people just learned about Bodak Yellow this summer, too. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, Bodak Yellow.
That came out.
Me, too.
That came out top of the year as well.
Yeah, but it just kind of got hot.
Yeah, it just started smashing.
I'm happy for her.
Me, if it's one artist that I'm truly, truly happy for, man, it's her.
Yeah, I want to see her grow.
Because that song is not, like, I've listened to every one of her mixtapes she put out before, mm-hmm. and, like, people think she came out of nowhere. She didn't. She did not come out of nowhere. She's been grinding for a long time. Mm. And that song is so her. Like, it's her. Like, you know, it's not manufactured. Mm. Like, she's it's talking about, her. I got my teeth fixed. Got a bag and got my teeth fixed. It's like, like her.
Yeah.
It's dope, man. That's good. I don't know.
She's very transparent.
Very. And
I like that about her.
And that's what it takes to really make it. Like, people have to believe the music you're making.
You know what? That's true. And then the hot beat doesn't hurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, the beat was dope. But if she was like, you know, I don't even know if she was Khloe or some Khloe Kardashian saying that same song. Mm-hmm. Like, people would be like,
it wouldn't work because it's like, that's not real.
Yeah.
What? For sure. Well, I think we had a really good conversation on relationships. I want us to do a round 2 of Battle of the Sexes next week. We're going to try to get some extra guests in the get a squad together in the studio.
You need a squad.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Do a Battle of the Sexes round 2 next week The Scoop.
That's all good. If you want to hold out another L, but remember, L's mean lessons.
No,
so therefore, you L's just learned a lot.
Hush. All right, we're going to get into Scoop news. Hush your mouth.
All right.
Hush your mouth. All right, so I don't know if y'all have seen these.
It.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought you were talking about that.
Speaking of that, I did see a meme. I don't know who posted it. I don't know if it was one of my comedian friends or somebody posted something.
I think it said
a girl told me that she wants to see it, so I sent her a picture of.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And basically she was talking about the movie.
Yeah, I seen that. But yeah, you can't. Yeah, ladies, don't do that like a girl. Don't do that to a dude like you kind of talking to. Mm-mm. Like, oh, I want to see it, because he'll be like, shh.
Like, no problem.
You're gonna be like,
I've actually never
received a dick pic.
No.
That's the lie.
That's not a lie.
I don't believe that. That's not a lie.
It's not.
It's not one girl that I know that has not received an unwarranted dick pic.
I've not received one. And then one guy actually asked me before he could send it.
That was very polite of him.
You remember I told you.
You told me about that.
I was like, huh? I didn't even know. It was so random.
That was new school.
That was very random. It was very polite.
No, not even new school.
I thought he was talking about sending me flowers. I was like, why would? I was just so confused. Like, why? What's going on?
Yeah, that's crazy. No, I'm sure you. Yeah, I just don't believe it. Paradis.
By the way, Paradis, I love your earrings. Those are so cute.
Have you ever got an unwarranted dick pic? Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know one girl that has not gotten an unwarranted dick pic.
I don't get those.
That's amazing. It was so funny.
Also, he hyped you up. He hyped her up, you guys.
Yeah, so he said, I love what you're doing with your radio station and everything. And then,
I hope you enjoyed this.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Did he wrap it in a bow? It was huge. That's hilarious.
Well, that's incredible.
What do you? Crazy. How do you respond to that? Thanks. Have a great day.
You don't respond.
But he saw the scene. He saw the, you know, like you can see the eyes after the. Oh, okay. That's hilarious. All right.
Nice.
All right, here's scoop news, guys. So, I don't know if y'all have seen this. I'm sure, I don't know if you've heard anything about this, Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
But Brandy Norwood, the singer, mm-hmm. she's got a mysterious baby bump or a mysterious bump.
What?
So, yeah, the singer's been shooting down a lot of rumors for months now that she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what appears to be a growing baby bump, the mm-hmm. singer has shrugged off the rumors and attributed the bump to bloating.
It's a big bloating.
Yeah, that's a lot of bloating. The picture recently hit the internet. The picture recently hit the internet and it has a lot of her fans buzzing.
Can you put that picture back up?
Neeson wants to see the picture again. Some fans are even growing angry because it seems like Brandy is lying to them. So.
When did Brandy get all that?
Oh, all that junk in the trunk?
Yeah.
I know, huh?
And is she pregnant?
I don't know. Okay, so some people are saying that she may be the surrogate for Ray J and his wife Princess.
Oh yeah.
But she doesn't want to say it, which is respect. Like you want to respect your brother's privacy. So it could be that too. So whatever it is, I'm sure she's got a good reason for it.
I mean, I would have knocked up Brandy in full moon, Brandy.
Full moon, Brandy.
Oh, the club would have been lit that night.
Oh my God, Neeson.
What?
You were like, you were a minor during that time.
Yeah, exactly. I was ready to go. Full clip in, a whole club. Shut up.
Ew. Yeah, so we'll find out. I'm interested to see what happens in the next few months.
Yeah,
if she is a surrogate for her brother, that's really sweet of her.
That's mad really dope. Sweet. Oh my God. I couldn't imagine my sister being a surrogate for me. I don't know. But I did just see that clip of him having a low sperm count.
Oh, so, yeah, on Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you got to make it happen. You know, couldn't reach the...
And that's a blessing that he's got his sister's...
Yeah, that's dope, man. I hope... I don't really care if she's pregnant or not. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I
her
just
business.
Hope people leave her alone. Like, yeah. You know, like, to me, Brandy she's is somebody chill. We need to protect.
Yeah.
Like, let's protect Brandy.
Yeah, she's definitely.
Like, Brandy is royalty.
Royalty.
Yeah, like, that's Brandy.
Yeah. Like have some respect, people.
Brandy. Top five. Brandy.
For sure. All right, so next story. Idris Elba, one of my previous man crush Wednesdays. I make up my own stuff around here.
My God.
Uh-oh, Neeson.
Jesus.
He went public with his 29-year-old model girlfriend, Sabrina Dari. I believe that's how you say her name. She was Miss Vancouver in 2014 and is of Somali descent. She's Somalian.
I gotta go to Vancouver.
You need to go to Somalia.
Nah, I heard Toronto. I heard Canada just got beautiful, beautiful.
So the couple has a 16-year-old, not 16-year-old, 16-year age difference.
I need to send that man a cake.
You need to send him a cake for that?
He won.
She's beautiful.
He won.
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. They're 16 years apart.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He gives me hope. Him, George Clooney, they give me hope. Jesus.
I have a 15-year-old age difference. 15-year age.
Oh, yeah, we know you like old women.
I'm just saying.
We know.
That it's not bad.
How old is Edith?
Well, if she's 29, he is, let's see, 39,
he's 40?
44?
What?
44, 45, something like that. Yeah.
I wonder if I'm anybody's Monday.
Or 43.
MCM.
Neeson.
Think so? I mean, look.
And then you have that cool hat on.
Yeah.
And then that cool jacket. And then the graphic tee helps a lot.
The graphic tee probably really sets it off.
It sets it off.
I'm pretty sure I'm some like
all 19-year-olds.
I'm some 19-year-olds MCM somewhere.
All the colors in the graphic tee.
First of all, if you don't know who this is.
And who is that? Is that
if you don't.
Is that the guy from.
Say I'm from this too. I'm only in it for fame.
I have no freaking clue.
You don't know who this is?
No.
I don't know, man. I don't know if we could be friends, man.
All right.
What era did you grow up in?
The same era you grew up in. All right. So, talk show host Wendy Williams hit the internet. You know what I'm about to come up with. So, she's been catching some heat for the past couple of weeks.
She's catching some weave.
Some weave.
She's catching that.
For the past couple of weeks. Some picture surfaced recently of her on vacation. She's obviously seen here in a black bikini with bruises on her legs. And social media had a field day.
Because she had bruises on her leg?
Well, she just, you know, yeah. Not even the bruises. It's just the whole situation.
When you use as a flotation device when you're trying to save people, you know,
I'm a busty woman, so I understand.
First of all,
and I don't.
You have more curves than Wendy Williams, right there.
Okay,
let's be real.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't try to do that.
No, I'm just saying I know what it is to like.
Yeah,
be
I
busty
get it.
And
I get
you know.
It. But that's not that. That's a lot of work done over there.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. That's
so. A lot of people in the comments were saying, "Why didn't she get ass implants too?" And blah blah blah.
I mean, if you're gonna get a breast augmentation mm-hmm. thing sucked out, you need to get it put back into the right place so you look Agreed. Proportioned. Right now, she really. Yeah, I'm just not. Look, I'm just go ahead, live, Wendy. I'm just not going. I'm not.
T.I. had a lot to say about that.
Hey.
Hey. He did. He had a lot to say.
Hey.
And she had a lot to say back to him.
She did.
She said that he wears lifts in his shoes.
She did.
And she said, well, maybe I should get butt implants like your wife.
She did.
His wife, Tiny.
She does. Tiny looks like she wears a diaper.
Neeson.
She does.
Oh, my God.
If she doesn't?
I have no comment.
Oh, okay.
I plead the fifth.
Cool. I like T.I. though, but I'm just saying.
I like T.I. too. He's funny. Yeah. He has a lot to say about people's lives. So.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Especially this year. He got on Rob. Now he's getting on Wendy. Got a lot to say. All right. So moving right along. Social media buzz.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember the whole situation, the unfortunate situation between Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Yes.
And we never really knew like the full story on it.
Yes.
We knew. So we didn't. Everyone blamed Chris. Obviously, he was definitely wrong for beating on her like that. But Chris gave a candid interview about what actually happened between him and Rihanna and their relationship.
Yes.
So I wanted to share that clip with you guys. Check it out.
To see Rihanna and Chris when they first started dating, it was magical, you know? And those two, they were kind of inseparable, you know? You hear about them being in the studio, you would hear, you know, they're coming into the club together, and it was just an energy.
At that time, and I...
Funny, because after that whole situation happened, I felt really bad for Rihanna, but I knew that they were in that kind of relationship where they were both beating on each other.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't one way.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to hear him say that. And it sounds like they're in a good place. It doesn't sound like I think he said at the very beginning of this interview, he's like, I love Rhi. Like,
we're
cool. Like, so it's good to see that they're in a good place and that they're not holding any kind of resentment towards each other. Even after the incident happened, it seemed like they were still kind of.
Yeah, they got back together and they tried it and it didn't work. And then they knew that. But that's because. When you have these outside forces all in mm-hmm. and it's the perception of everything. And when you are that young and you don't know when it's time to, you need that space mm-hmm. to let these energies grow apart yet. So you stick it in and like we were talking about earlier, you know, like
right.
creating this toxic environment. Where
yeah.
You guys
these
just
unhealthy relationships
back and forth mm-hmm. and it turns physical. And I mean, I've seen all that firsthand. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I remember when that the situation did happen, and I got into like an argument with one of my female homegirls, and I was just like, because she was like, you know, oh, you fucked up to it. I'm like, I want to know what Rihanna did, mm-hmm. and she was like, what? How can you say that it's a man? I'm like, no. A man should never like hit a woman. I understand that, but something like that, that's a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's him blacking like the way they described it. I was like, he was triggered.
Yeah.
And then I've, you know, you hear, they talk, you hear stuff about the heel, like how she hit him with the heel and the head and in the car and the Lambo. Like, it's a Lambo. That's like here. Like,
the very close quarters.
Yeah. You know, like somebody hit you. It don't matter who you are. Like, if it was me, like, if I was to get hit in the head with a heel, I cannot be responsible for my actions. No matter who hit me with the damn heel. Like, I just can't.
A woman, a man should never put his hands on a woman, and a woman should never put her hands on a man.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right. So, one last video clip I wanted to share with you guys. Okay, I thought this was super interesting. Little Kim had a visitation, I guess you could say, from one of her loves, Biggie Smalls.
Biggie!
Big.
Oh!
You don't see that video? Okay. It's on there. That. Yeah. I'll share it with you guys next week. But basically, she had a visitation from Biggie Smalls, and apparently the psychic medium told her that Biggie, like, he kept getting, like, the vibration or something kept, like, Biggie was communicating with him, soulmate. So the controversy behind that is that Kim was the side chick.
Of course.
And Faith was the wife.
Well, of course.
So I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, I wonder, A, has Faith seen it, and B, what is she thinking about the whole thing?
I mean,
and he and Tyler even went on to say that Tyler was the medium, is the medium, went on to say that Big was explaining to him that Kim basically taught, that was the love of his life, and that Kim taught him how to love.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah, I think it's definitely, again, back on the Chris Brown thing, and remember right when he was trying to figure out if he was going to be, you know, he was in love with two women. He said, like, he made that video. He was like a drunken video, and he was talking about how he loved Rihanna and loved Karrueche. And I'm a person that I think it's wholeheartedly possible that you can be in love with two people. That
I don't know how that's possible.
And so, and because out of, you know,
is
7
that a man
billion
thing? I don't know, no, if women, I mean, can be in love with two people.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Felicia, have you ever been in love with two men at once? You think it's possible?
I mean, I think it is. Just because let's look at it on a logical level.
There's
7 billion people in the earth.
How do you separate that? Like, I love you. Like, I just...
No, it's not, because that's the thing. You're looking at it as, like, this person has to have this side. Like, no, like, there's 7 billion people on Earth. You're supposed to be in love with one person for the rest of your life?
No.
So, okay.
But why are you giving two people that much energy? You should be giving one person.
You should, could, would. But these are things... Love is something that you cannot... Love is not a thing that can be explained. Love is not a thing that can be sectioned off. Like, so if it's this person, like, Kim taught him how to love. So it's this connection that he has. And Faith had a completely different connection, but love just the same. And sometimes those empty puzzle pieces come together, like, in one person. Like, hey, it may be one person may be able to feel... Like, to feel that love part that I need, and another person may be able to feel that love part that I need. I'm saying it's just not completely out of realm, and it's not impossible. And so, therefore, I do, like, I've seen people.
But it is selfish.
It's not selfish at all, because if they, Kim, and that's the thing, Kim and Faith knew what was going on. And then if you're keeping it 100, like, yo, like, look, this is how I'm feeling. And you see in polygamy, like polygamy happening and these things sort of happening, you're seeing them more and more, and it's coming a trend now because they're, you know, because they're social media.
Polygamy is becoming a trend?
Yeah, polygamy is like becoming a real thing. Like, you see more and more people, using the excuse because of just financial things, especially in LA. You probably know somebody in a relationship, you just don't know it. In a polygamy relationship, you just don't know it. It's becoming more and more of a thing just because of financial situations that people be like, okay, look, this is a thing. Right?
You know of someone in a polygamous relationship or situation?
I know somebody in a polygamous relationship. I know them, but I don't know. Like, I know them.
But you don't know them.
And I don't know them, but okay. I know them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, but I've never been the one to say it's only one person. Like, it's only.
I don't think there's only one person for you, but I just feel like there shouldn't be an opportunity for you to fall in love with two people.
There shouldn't.
You should be giving. If you're not giving the one person enough energy. If you're giving somebody else enough energy to fall in love with them, you're not giving the main person enough energy to maintain that love as it should be maintained.
People break through cracks. Those slip through the cracks. Like you have it. You think you know, I could, if we're in a relationship, I could build this wall around. We could build a wall around each other. Boom, boom, bam. We're good. Nobody else is coming through. But water seeps through everything. And if that person is water, what you gonna do? Are you gonna deny what? And that's the thing. Like, I love a person that can't deny their true self and their true feelings. So if a woman was to, and I'm
you
I'm
had smiling. To smile when you said that because you don't even believe me.
No. It's not because I believe what I said. Because I know someone that literally. I've low-key been in a situation like that, right? Where a woman was in love with me and somebody else. But they didn't want to play the cards. So they just took themselves completely out of the situation. Hmm. Right? They just ran from it. And so even if they were to play that card, like, hey, look, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. Then that's up to me and this guy. You know, like, it's up to me and this guy, like, what we're going to do. So a lot of girls be like, you know what? I really do love this man. And I accept him for who he is. And I know, we know you wouldn't, but I'm saying it's possible. That's all I'm saying. I know I wouldn't, but I'm saying it's possible.
Ain't no way in hell that's being accepted. With that being said, guys, until next week, we'll hopefully put together round two of Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, man. Can we get a more light show? This show had me all hot and passionate and stuff. I'm about to start.
Angry.
It's our first day back.
You came out. I brought up Barack Obama and how stellar of a man he is.
Because I like Barack.
And you were so angry.
Let's not compare Barack. We're not doing.
Shout out to Barack.
We're not doing penis size contests here. Okay, guys. Jesus.
All right, you guys. Until next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Powerline.
Can I just wanna take you home and get right?